Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Vikings win yesterday in overtime, and it was fun. KJ Osborne with a game-winning touchdown in OT, 3-3 now going to the break. 2 weeks off before they play the Dallas Cowboys on Halloween night. Minnesota Timberwolves open their season on Wednesday against the Houston Rockets. We've been anxiously awaiting this unveiling of, as we've watched what's been at least an interesting and intriguing preseason so far. Joining us, the head coach, Chris Finch, as he prepares the final couple days for the beginning of this season. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You know, I'm looking at this roster and I'm watching the preseason, and I know you've talked about going 10 or 11 deep with this rotation, and all of a sudden you look at the names, you go, there's Jaden McDaniels, got to give him minutes. There's Patrick Beverley, he's in, he got to play minutes. You got a lot of guys that have kind of earned the minutes. How do you delegate this year when you've got a lot of guys, especially in that second five or six, that you go, they've played well enough to merit time on court, we just got to figure out how to use them?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's just it. We're just, we're not going to cheat anyone of their opportunity. They've deserved it, a chance to get out there and help us. Certain units, in particular, have really gelled well together early on. We want to try to preserve those. So guys just have to buy into being a deep team, and then everyone's going to have a chance to kind of, grow their role or shrink it if that's what their performance dictates. So, we're pretty excited about that because it's something that we didn't necessarily have last year with this type of depth.
Anthony Edwards is obviously an incredibly talented athlete, and he seems to enjoy the game a lot, the way that he smiles. When you're that athletic, can you be a lockdown defender, or does it take a lot more than that? Can you teach a guy, I guess what I'm saying, with that athleticism to be a great defender?
Yeah, I believe you can. I think he has the physical tools to be able to be that. He's really competitive by nature. So defensively, he's competitive on the ball first and foremost. He takes the challenge there. Off the ball, it's just about recognizing situations, and his awareness off the ball continues to grow. That's where we can teach him more for sure. And then it's just about learning the league, like overall learning the league, like learning all these players and their tendencies and then being able to apply it, becoming more of a student of the game. And that's something that, all young players like learn to do as they get a little more seasoned in the league.
You know, I was talking to somebody about him, and they said, somebody that you guys play against, they said, well, he's got that kind of, I'm happy for everybody, and and he really does enjoy the success of other people. He's not a selfish player, and yet he's got that alpha once in a while when you can see in the shot clock that he says, all right, this is my possession. How do you coach him on that? Because that's that fine line between you want somebody that wants to get to the hoop, that wants to get to the lid, and yet you want them to recognize each situation independently.
Yeah, I think it's not, we don't really coach it too much at all, to be honest with you. We just kind of let him kind of grow into who he is, and that's part of it. Like, you just, every team needs a guy that's not afraid of the moment. He's certainly not afraid of the moment, and he's willing to live with the consequences of whether the, shot goes in or doesn't go in, and it doesn't change his approach. So we like that about him. And we have a lot of options offensively. So, the fact that he's willing to put himself out there like that is really kind of indicative of his overall approach to the game and to life. But he's going to have to be as effective and as efficient when he chooses to do these things. Otherwise, you know, we got, like I said, we have a lot of other options, whether it be Cat or D'Angelo or Malik Beasley, just guys that we can create offense for. They can create their own offense.
Chris, you took this job, of course, midway through the season. This summer, you're able to put your staff in place, et cetera. You know, there was a bump in the road with Gerson Rosas. We all know about at the end, before the season started. But how does it feel different to you coming in? You got a chance to assess last year, if nothing else. How does it feel different for you coming in this year?
Yeah, I mean, I love our energy. And, you know, we have a whole new kind of approach coming in. Like last year, it was just basically trying to build hope, build confidence, build habits. But now, you know, we have a chance to be like way more comprehensive in our approach. We're not trying to just kind of slap a Band-Aid on and move on and try to get the next game, trying to build a better foundation. You know, the guys that we've brought in and added to our staff jive wonderfully with the guys who are already here. So we like that. It kind of feels like we're building something a little bit more sustainable. And our competitiveness and the way the guys have responded to our approach and to their camaraderie. They got good chemistry, and it just, things feel good. Like it you know, we got to go out, we got to do it. We understand that, but it just feels like we're in a little way different place than we were, you know, 6 months ago.
Well, we'll see you over there on Wednesday night. Good luck, Coach. Appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, thanks so much.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.